Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we are going to be talking about how Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on the greatest of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This claim, you have heard it several times from scholars, from your siblings, from your parents, from your, relatives, from the books even. But the question is, how do you defend this claim? How do you prove that this claim is true in essence? Now, there are many ways you can look at the notion and try to answer that. But what we have done here is that we've brought a few dimensions through which, if we look closely, we will arrive at the conclusion that the Holy Quran is a miracle of Prophet Muhammad. Rather, it's a greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not to mention that there are other miracles that the Prophet, the Holy Prophet of Islam, has performed, but this by far is the greatest miracle of the Holy Prophet, and that is the Quran. Those dimensions that we just referred to are, like, for instance, the first one, eloquence, the eloquence of the Holy Quran. The second one is the worldview of Quran and the quality of the content of the Holy Quran in itself is a miracle. The third one is information about the scientific discoveries that we see we achieved and acquired at a very later stage. They were mentioned in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago. The fourth one is the hidden news of the Quran, where Quran tells us about the recovery process from different diseases and ailments, and also suggests to us to avoid certain things to avoid any diseases reaching your body. This, without medical science development that we have today, how was that possible 1400 years ago? Last but not the least is the discussion of the lack of contradiction. You pick up any book and you would see contradictions. But Quran is a book where everything endorses the other thing, and it builds at top of what gets defined in the Holy Quran. There is no doubt that the Holy Quran is not a book of natural sciences or medicine or mathematics, okay? The Holy Quran, according to Quran itself, according to Allah, is a book of guidance and human building. So we become a human being in the real sense of the word. That's what Quran is meant for. Allah says in the Holy Quran, and we sent down in the Quran such things that have healing and mercy for the believers. This is chapter 17, verse 82. How do we find this healing and mercy for the believers? Let's inspect that. Let's look at fasting. Fasting has been prescribed by Allah as a means to increase one's iman, get closer to Allah, and to protect oneself from sin. But it also helps the body to get rid of toxins and helps to keep one's weight in check. It helps protect one against hypertension and heart diseases. Allah says in chapter 2, verse 184, fasting is for a fixed number of days, and if one of you be sick, or if one of you be on a journey, you will fast the same number of other days later on. For those who are capable of fasting but still do not fast, there is a redemption. Feeding a needy man for each day missed. Whoever voluntarily does more good than is required will find it better for him, and that you should fast is better for you if you only know. Brothers and sisters, today medical science has also proved that fasting is beneficial for human body. The question is, back then, 1400 years ago, when Quran was revealed on Prophet, how did he know? How was he able to inform us? There is no other answer other than that Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay with us for a short break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a few more items in this regard. Stay tuned.
He has let free the two bodies of flowing water, meeting together. Between them is a barrier which they do not transgress. The expression of the verse has a mind-blowing style, for the verse informs us that the seas do not mingle with one another despite all storms and huge waves. Yes, science confirms the verses of the Quran as it always has been and proves that it is the word of Allah. It is as follows. The French marine scientist, Captain Jacques Cousteau, who is famous for underwater research, explains the results of his investigations about water barriers as follows. We were investigating of some researchers' judgments that put forth that there were some barriers that separated different masses of the seas from each other. As a result of various studies, we saw that the Mediterranean Sea has a peculiar natural level of salinity and density. At the same time, it has specific life forms. Then we analyzed the mass of water in the Atlantic Ocean and saw that it was completely different than the Mediterranean Sea. However, these two seas, which merge at the Strait of Gibraltar, were supposed to be equal or at least near to equal in terms of salinity, density, and life forms that they had. However, these two seas have different structures even in places where they converge closely. Upon our investigations, we came across an event that amazed us. There was a great water curtain at the merging point that did not allow these two seas to mix. The same kind of water barrier was found by German scientists at Bab al-Mandab, where waters of Gulf of Aden and Red Sea converge in 1962. In our later investigations, we witnessed the existence of the same kind of barrier in all merging points of seas that have different characteristics. This amazing fact, which amazed Captain Cousteau, about the waters that do not mix up, though seas converge, is explained with the following verse in the Quran 14 centuries ago. He has let free the two bodies of flowing water meeting together. Between them is a barrier which they do not transgress. Therefore, the Quran cannot be the word of man. It is the pre-eternal word of Allah, who is the creator of lands and skies.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about how Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more specifically, today we dived into different things that Allah has informed us back then. And today, even the medical sciences, they prove them. So we talked about fasting, how Allah prescribes fasting for us 1400 years ago, through the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who told us the benefits of fasting back then. And today, even the medical science endorses that talk. We knew it for 1400 years, but not others. the believers, those who believed in Quran knew about it, but not others. How did Quran manage to inform us about all that? How was Prophet? He was not educated in a medical school, right? He did not read big books on medical sciences, and he did not inspect human body in advanced medical way. How did he know that this is something beneficial for our body? There is no other answer than to accept that Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's talk about another aspect where we say humility, right? Humility is something that has been mentioned in Quran and has been prescribed for the believers. Now let's take a look what effect it has on a human body and soul. The servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth in humility. And when the ignorant addresses them, they say, words of peace. This is chapter 25, verse 63. A lot of strange ailments may affect a person because of what is known as the evil eye. When a person looks at you with an eye of jealousy and evil, he, she is capable of inflicting a disease upon you. That is why Allah commands humility and politeness. A person should avoid unnecessary attention and always be humble in order to avoid the evil eye, and of course, to be amongst those whom Allah loves. You know that if you stand out in the human society, you get targeted. So Allah says that be humble. One of the effects of being humble is that you don't get targeted, right? Quran, again, informed all this to us 1400 years ago. Reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is known as Surah Shifa, the chapter of healing. It is a powerful chapter that protects a person from all types of illness, including evils of man and shaitan. It protects against poison, sorcery, etc. Recite it often and rub it on the body of the patient. The first verse must be recited before a Muslim does anything, particularly before eating or drinking. So again, look at the benefits of what Quran has prescribed for us. Back then, 1400 years ago, how would somebody be able to inform us all these things unless that book that was telling us all this and that messenger himself were a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Reciting Ayatul Kursi. Each and every Muslim should endeavor to memorize this verse, brothers and sisters. You can go to any internet website and pull up this chapter of Quran, this verse of Quran, and memorize it. It's good for you. It protects one from evil, jinn, and sorcery. Other verses a person can recite when he is ill. And when I'm sick, then he heals me. This is Ash-Shu'ara, verse 80. Say unto them, O Muhammad, for those who believe it, the Quran is a guidance and a healing. It's chapter Fussilat, 44. For aching of the head or mental problems, Al-Waqi'ah, verse 19. These are some of the samples that I'm bringing to you that are actually a solution proposed for our physical illnesses. So in addition to Quran being the book of that level of guidance, which is beyond this world, it also guides us in this world, brothers and sisters. We have to start taking it seriously. It is a miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.